Thank you, James. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Pentecost. Look at all of you. You look so wonderful in your red and gold and whatever color you have on. You still look great. It's a blessing to be together this morning. Welcome. We are delighted to be together in the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
Let me just mention a couple of announcements for you this morning. First of all, these gorgeous flowers, aren't they beautiful? They were a surprise to Roy and Judy Westbrook for their 50th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
50 years. That's a long time. Who's been married more than 50 years? Holy moly! Boing. Okay, I wasn't expecting that. Wow. Y'all are old. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I had to say that. But they are the beautiful flowers. Their children surprised them with coming to church with them this morning and by placing these flowers in their honor. So I wanted to mention that. If you look on the, somewhere in your bulletin, on the back, I guess, it has the VBS volunteers. We are getting geared up, even though it's not until July. There's a lot of work to be done to prepare. And if you'll go out in the narthex, there is a poster board out there with little sticky notes that you can pull off a sticky note and bring that item to support our VBS. Isn't that a cool idea? I don't know whose idea that was, but it's a great idea. So make sure you go and take a sticky and bring whatever that item is back to church for Vacation Bible School. And also sign up to help in whatever areas that you can for that. I wanted to mention to you that the Auburn Caravan youth are coming back this year, which is great. They have formed a new team. And so the youth, please mark those dates. Please don't plan anything else that week. If you've got something planned, move it so that you can participate with the Auburn Caravan that's coming in July. The other thing I wanted to mention is the concert coming up on the 17th, which is a week from tomorrow. It is going to be a fabulous concert of Joseph and his amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. I got it all. Dang. So you don't want to miss that concert. It is going to be fabulous. For all of those of you who are hosts for the youth that are coming to present that to us, thank you so much for opening your homes. We really appreciate that. I know Harold really appreciates that. And so thank you so much. And Dale, I'm sure you appreciate that too, and your brother will. Dale Morrison's brother is the leader of this group. He's the director of this group. And so it's going to be a fabulous concert. So you don't want to miss that. Mark your calendars for the 17th. Last thing I wanted to mention is that annual conference begins tomorrow. Not tomorrow, actually. We get there tomorrow and
register.
Then... get registered tomorrow, and it actually begins Tuesday morning, and it's all the way through Friday this year. We will be voting for delegates to General Conference in 2020, so there are a lot of decisions that have to be made this week. I would ask you to be in prayer for all of the delegates, especially me as your representative, especially Frankie Mabry as your representative, and especially Melinda Brooks as an at-large delegate for the LaGrange District. Also for Rick, as he comes to do whatever it is that district lay leaders do. I don't know what you do. But anyway, but be in prayer for us this week, please. We really need your prayers, and I greatly appreciate that. Any other announcements? Did I get it all? Okay. Well, why don't we prepare our hearts and minds for worship as we go to God in prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Fill us with your love. Lord, kindle in us a fire for your Holy Spirit. And let us be changed and moved and grown into the people that you call us to be, O God. Receive our worship, Lord. May it be pleasing in your sight. May it fill you with our love in response to yours. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Thank you, James. Now let's all stand together and join in our call to worship the Spirit of the Living God in our hymnal number 393. Turn to page 89 and let's sing together, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. Remain standing as we hear from the Acts of the Apostles, starting at chapter 2, verse 1. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonder of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even of my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
You may be seated. You'll now take out the Faith We Sing and turn to number 2215. Let's join in singing together the Cares Chorus.
Holy Spirit, you have filled us with your love and grace. Holy Spirit, you have come to rest among us. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we come in praise and thanksgiving, and we do cast all our cares upon you. Oh God, we come with thanksgiving. We come with praise. We come with hurt, we come with anger, we come with who we are. Right here in this place, we are grateful, O God, for your Holy Spirit. We are grateful, O God, Father, God, we are so grateful for your Son, Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Lord, while we come with this joy to receive your Spirit this day, we also come with some things that might be bothering us, Lord. There may be some among us, God, who are suffering illness. And so, God, for each one, we pray for your healing power. We pray, oh God, for your presence and your strength. Oh God, there may be some among us who have lost loved ones. And we pray, God, for your comfort and your peace. Oh God, there may be some among us who are broken and feel desolate. Oh God, we pray for your strength and your courage. Oh God, there are those of this fellowship that are unable to be with us, God, and we ask you to be with each of them. Whether they're traveling on vacation, whether they are homebound, whether they are in the hospital, whether they are in the nursing home, wherever they might be, oh God, we call upon you to pour down your Spirit of blessing. And oh God, as a faithful congregation gathered together, we pray for the one whom no one else is praying for. And we pray for the one who doesn't realize how much they need you, oh God, that you would shine your light upon them. And God, finally, we pray boldly the prayer that you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. If I could have the children to come down, I believe I saw a few children here today. Yeah. So all these people were all of a sudden
remember that Jesus is in your heart and in your voices and in your spirit, and that Jesus is walking with you every day, no matter where you are, and that God loves you so very much, even more than Mama and your dad. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? What do you think? Can you believe that? You don't believe that? I believe that. So God loves you, and God wants you to shine for Him and you to share His love for others. Okay? Let's hold hands and we'll have a prayer. Let's stand up. I like to stand up and pray. Don't you? It's hot. Can you hear me? Come on, next. Let's pray, baby, y'all. All right, let's pray together. Dear God, we are so grateful for your Holy Spirit, for your light. May it shine through us to show your love to everybody else. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, boys and girls. I'm so glad to see you.
If the ushers and acolytes will come to receive this morning's offering. Let us pray. Oh God, all that we have in our lives, all the gifts that we have, are because of your love and your grace. We ask you, oh God, to receive these gifts, these monetary gifts, these gifts of lives, these gifts that the giver gives so freely to you, oh God. May they be blessed, may they be multiplied, and may they be used for the glory of the growth of your kingdom here on earth. In Christ's holy name we pray, and let the people of God say, amen. Amen. You may be seated. A beautiful anthem. It's one of my favorites. Thank you so much for singing so beautifully to this congregation. And there's plenty of room for you to sit. You can sit wherever you want to. You might even sit with somebody you don't normally get to sit with, like your wife or spouse or family or something. Plus, I like looking at all the red and white and everything. I'm telling you.
We like looking at you, too. It's a treat.
I know it is a treat, right? Y'all never get to see my face because I kind of go, and keep going, right? It's great to be here. Actually, if I had my phone in my pocket, I would do a selfie, you know. But I don't have my phone, so can't do that. Would you pray with me? Oh God, in the stillness of this moment, we are blessed to be in your house. We have heard about the mighty wind that happened so long ago on Pentecost. We ask you, God, to help us hear more. Help us to listen closely. Help us to be changed by your Holy Spirit. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. This morning I want to share a different scripture passage with you from Acts. It's Pentecost, but I want to share this scripture. If you'd like to open your Bibles and turn to Romans chapter 8, looking at verses 14 through 17. Hear the word of God for us this morning. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If, in fact, we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. I heard a story a really long time ago. It's probably one that you've all heard. It's about a church that was on fire. There was a church in the community, and the church was on fire, and it was burning down, and everybody was, you know, just kind of looking, and the firemen were doing their very best, and they couldn't seem to put out the flames. And Fred, who was one of the leaders of the church that was burning down, looked over and he said, "Hey, Paul, I've never seen you at church." And Paul said, "Well, I've never seen the church on fire." You got it better than the 8:30 group. I'm proud of you. You know, today is Pentecost, the birthday of the church, and we really do need to be set on fire for the Lord. Amen? Amen. The remembrance of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit after the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ, the day that the disciples and others were filled with the power of the Holy Spirit to fulfill the work of Christ in the world. Now, I could spend this time explaining the reason for Pentecost. We celebrate it every year. How it would affect us and our church and what we should do to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and what that means to follow the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit dwells within us. But quite frankly, most of you have heard that story multiple times. You know the story, don't you? And if you do have a question or two, you can always Google it. So today, I hope you will allow me some privilege as your outgoing pastor to share with you from my heart. I take it that's okay with you. The first Sunday I was with you 2 years ago, I shared my prayer for our time together in ministry and in the cause of Christ Jesus. And today I want to share my prayer for the future of this amazing, lovely, precious, challenging, and wonderful church family. According to the text we heard from Acts 2, it quotes Joel and says, "In the last days, it will be, God declares that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy." So today I stand before you to look into the future of this church of Jesus Christ, and to dream with you, not necessarily to prophesy unless the Lord Holy Spirit hits me, you know, we'll go with it, but to dream together. First thing, and I must say that a dear friend of mine actually sort of gave me this idea. The first thing I want you to think about is, what can you be thankful for right now? I want to start with this sanctuary. I want you to look around. Okay, don't look at me. Look at the sanctuary. Look around. Go ahead. Look. Look at the windows. Look at those beautiful windows. Aren't they beautiful? Look at the symbols of God, the Alpha Omega, the anchor, the Holy Bible, Christ, cross and crown, the wheat. God supplies all our needs. Look at this beautiful sanctuary. Look at these beautiful lights. Look at this beautiful, amazing, holy table of Christ Jesus. Look at the altar rail, the beautiful wood. Look at these handmade pulpit. Look at that beautiful baptismal font. Look at those pews that you've sat in, that you sit in every Sunday. Look at the choir loft. You each have been blessed to receive such a beautiful place to worship the risen Savior Christ Jesus. Here there is a rich history of God's presence. Here in this place, a great cloud of witnesses have worshiped and loved God together and worked together for the glory of God and invited others to worship God with them. Somebody should say amen. Here in this place, many Pentecosts have come and gone, leaving the mark of the Holy Spirit. Here in this place, many of you and many others have been baptized, have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. They have been married here. They have been anointed to fulfill the mission of the church. And many have heard the word of God in a new and pivotal way, that have empowered their lives to be changed and made new by the grace of God. We thank you, God, for this beautiful sanctuary that you've given us. All those who have come before us, who have worked diligently to make it what it is today. I want you to close your eyes. I know you're going, I ain't closing my eyes. You're going to do that hand thing? No, I'm not going to. But I want you to close your eyes, okay? I want you to close your eyes and picture the other facilities that God has given you in this church. Now I'm looking around, checking you. Close your eyes. Okay, it looks like everybody's closed. Good. The first thing I want you to envision is the Christian Education Building, the CEC. I want you to just envision the beauty of that building and how God helped you to create that building, for learning and education, for preschool. Now I want you to switch in your mind to the Family Life Center with its beautiful new letters, where fellowship happens, where youth meet. Picture the playground where our children play together and run. Picture the annex where the business of the church is taken care of. I want you to now picture the parsonage, that beautiful home that you have given me and Michael to live in for the last 2 years. And I want you to picture the rental property. Can you envision all those who came before you, who worked and toiled to make this church what it is today? Can you see the blood, sweat, and tears that were poured into the building, into building a family-focused place to worship God, learn of the teachings of Jesus, and welcome the stranger? And God saw it all, and God said, "It is good." Now open your eyes, wake up, and hear from my heart what I see and pray for the future of this amazing church of Christ. And this is what I wrote. As I sit at my desk in the lovely home you have provided for me and my family, my mind wanders back to the beginning of our relationship of pastor and congregation. We've only had 2 years together, but they have been filled with good, with comfort, with sadness, with joy, with pain, and with the power of the Holy Spirit. I came with great hopes of being here much longer, but more importantly, with great hopes of doing the ministry of Christ in Pine Mountain. We have each encouraged one another, and we have loved each other. Sometimes we've even had a love-hate relationship, but we've always come back to love. Some of the ministries we have shared in supporting and working towards are the El Salvador mission trip, the pastor's pantry that has grown so beautiful in the last 2 years and is feeding so many people in our community, Vacation Bible Schools, and even Grow Day Camp was really a great week. Youth weeks and trips and special times together, Bible studies to grow in our faith, new policies and procedures to be more efficient, and we have been blessed with new staff members who have brought such joy and love and compassion to our church. Many opportunities we have had to celebrate the lives of the faithful among us who have received their crown and gone into glory with Christ Jesus in heaven. Wednesday night dinners with joy and fellowship and a lot of hard work, quite frankly. Stewardship campaigns that were not financially rewarding, just financially rewarding, but were also an opportunity to grow in our faith in God and to grow closer to God. Music, wonderful music every Sunday. The organ and piano, not just one, but both. Homecoming, fifth Sunday night sings. We can't forget Gift to Pine Mountain that came back, where the community is welcomed in to come and learn and fellowship. We can't forget the holy conferencing in church, in our new member classes, and in Sunday school classes and our Wednesday night Bible studies and our special Advent and Lenten studies. All in all, it has been a joy-filled time with Christ as our leader and the Holy Spirit as our guide. For the future of Pine Mountain First United Methodist Church, I see the family of Christ growing in love with one another and sharing in many years of ministry. I see a church that serves this community by the power of the Holy Spirit, guiding you all into the future of God's work in and through Pine Mountain First. I see a music department that grows with children and youth and adults who lead songs of praise, songs that are the old-timey songs and maybe even some new songs that instill in all the grace and love of God. And I predict a bell choir in the future. That's a challenge for James. And I know he will meet that. In this church, my prayer is that children and youth will come to be known as the future of the church and will come with inquisitive hearts to learn of God's amazing grace through Jesus. They will come not just to receive perishable food, but the food of the Holy Spirit and the teachings of Jesus so that they can grow and continue the work of Christ in the world. As I think about the ministries of compassion and love that we have done together, the visiting of Brightway and different shut-ins, and even down to the tornado earlier this year and how this church became a grounding spot for this community. You have everything you need. Believe in yourselves and believe in the power of the Holy Spirit to move like a mighty wind. And together you will grow in love and grow as faithful followers of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And as you grow, there will be tough times. For Jesus said to the disciples, don't think this is a piece of cake, y'all. He didn't say it quite that way. So there will be tough times. There will be times for forgiveness. There will be times of accepting one another where you are. And there will be times to continue to serve God in Christ-like faith and witness to the glory of God. You each will know and serve with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, as Galatians 5:22 and following says. You will each continue to serve the surrounding community with compassion and open hearts, minds, and doors, as your sign says on the outside of town, by the way. And together you will strive to bring unity and devotion to God in your worship and in all your times together. You each will continue to grow in your spiritual walk with Christ by spending time in prayer and study and service. And you each will continue to show your commitment to Christ by being present in worship and in all the activities of the church. You each will always remember who you are and whose you are. You are a child of God who loves you immensely. And you belong to Christ Jesus, the Savior, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace. You are children of the living and triune God. loved beyond measure, adored by God individually and collectively, and saved by the greatest gift of all, the Lord Jesus Christ. I leave you with this holy word of God. John 14:16 and following says, and this is Jesus talking, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You will know him because he abides with you and he will be in you. I've said these things," Jesus says, "to you while I'm still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in Jesus' name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that Jesus has said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. There goes that.
Let us all join in the liturgy. You're finding your bulletin on farewell to our pastor. The last couple of years, we'll repeat that liturgy there with the pastor and the congregation response.
Michael, would you come and join us?
Please.
I thank you, the members and friends of Pine Mountain First United Methodist Church, for the love and support you've shown us while we have ministered among you. We are grateful for the ways that our leadership has been accepted. We ask for your forgiveness for the mistakes we have made. And as we leave, we carry with us all that we have learned here in this place.
All together, we receive your thankfulness, offering forgiveness, and accept you now leave in ministry elsewhere. We express our gratitude for your time with us. We ask your forgiveness for the mistakes. We your influence, our faith, and faithfulness will not leave your departure.
We accept your gratitude and forgiveness, and we forgive you, trusting that our time together and our parting are pleasing to God. We release you from turning to either of us and depending on us. We encourage your continuing ministry here, and we'll pray for you and your new pastor, Reverend Kalen Short, and his lovely wife, Allison.
Let us pray together.
Eternal God, whose steadfast love for us is from everlasting to everlasting, we give you thanks for cherished memories, and commend one another into your care as we move in new directions. Keep us one in your love forever, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen.
And as recognition for your spiritual leadership and your ministry here among us, to both of you leading our youth and leading our spiritual lives here in Pine Mountain, remember us and we'll remember you. And this is a love offering that's been given by membership.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Harold. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you all.
Our sewing group has a special gift for you that we made in love with you. And a special quilt. It's bigger than we anticipated. But we made it with your favorite color.
We're trying to pick out colors you'd like.
Beautiful, and it's got
marks
all over it.
Well, I'm going to take a picture of you. Just stay down there as we sing Blessed Be the Tie That Binds, and I'll take that selfie you want from up here with the congregation. All page, whatever page number it is, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds. I'm going to hang over to them. Do you need a book?
I got one. It's in there. Please join us for a reception downstairs in the CEC. Okay, let me say the benediction. We stopped crying long enough to say the benediction. I love y'all so much, each and every one of you. May God's grace, may God's Holy Spirit fill you and lead you and guide you into building the greatest kingdom of God right here in Pine Mountain. Go in peace in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.